Doctor, what exactly do you mean by this thought wave transmission?
Well, here, let me demonstrate. The two protrusions are miniaturized transistor radio receivers. As I vary the wavelength frequency of the oscillator, watch the reactions on the brain. There you see, there's a definite response.
So what you're saying is, Doctor, that one man's thoughts can be transmitted to another man's brain and that man will respond to it?
Exactly. In this way, knowledge from the minds of our top astrophysicists, aerospace medical scientists, neurosurgeons, could be combined and projected into the receiving device of a quasi-man in interplanetary spaceflight.
Quasi-man? You mean a sort of a zombie?
Well, it's not exactly scientific terminology, but it would be close to the truth.
What else would you call a man with a synthetic electro-driven heart, a stainless steel mesh stomach, plastic pancreas, cellulose liver, and to mention a few things for a starter? Incredible.
Not for a minute. And Dr. DeMarco was working with a silicon treatment of the skin, which would make it impervious to micrometeorites.
Wait a minute, if this DeMarco and his experiments were so advanced, then why was he dismissed?
Well, when a man doesn't know the difference between an experiment on an Air Force officer and a cadaver, well, I think it's time to drop him from the team. Doctor, there's no need for me to tell you how much we need and appreciate your cooperation. Let me remind you, gentlemen, everything said here is classified. We must continue our investigations undercover.